We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Riley, a flying two-hand dunk, and he's fouled.
We are the Mighty Bruins.
At the horn, good, good, good. He's in beautiful agony.
Welcome to LA, the home of champions. Live from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Before we nourish your ears with all the grandeur of UCLA basketball and talk to it about it with Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, and Brian Finley, we do need to bring to you some news developing on campus today at UCLA. They have announced that all athletic home events will be limited to essential personnel only. This is in light of the coronavirus, and this is going to be the case. Nobody, despite essential personnel. So you can have student athletes, coaches, team trainers, medical personnel, game officials, operational and administrative staff, and credential media members for all home events athletically at UCLA until April 10th or until further notice right now. Good news, Nick, no confirmed cases of coronavirus at UCLA. This is a precautionary measure, and UCLA is certainly trying to get ahead of this thing.
And at this time, teams will continue to compete and practice, but for right now, this includes all home events, including potential women's basketball NCAA tournament games, as well as regionals for gymnastics that are scheduled for the first weekend in April as well. So if you have pre-purchased tickets for anything between now and April 10th, get in contact with UCLA Central Ticket Office. The email is cto@tickets.ucla.edu. You can also reach them via phone, 310-825-2101. and all current information is on UCLABruins.com.
Right after the news with UCLA Athletics making it known that they're going to take precautionary measures, the Pac-12 Conference put out a statement saying, as far as the men's basketball tournament upcoming in Las Vegas, as of right now, it is scheduled as planned. So no changes. Fans are allowed. Teams are going to show up. So that is the update on that. And look, we understand, we certainly don't want to shortchange the threat of this, right? And it's important that the university takes the right precautions here. But at the same time, with all of the anxiety and people being preoccupied about this, let's look at the Bruin Insider Show, Nick, today as something where it's a place where you can take your mind off of all of that. And it's a safe refuge where we can get into some basketball talk and obviously talk about the Bruins and their hopes of making the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they're going to have a great opportunity this week, get right back to work after really tough time against USC on Saturday, right there, so close. Just so, if a few things went differently, they might have been on the right side of that. But you get right back to work, hopefully play three games in 3 days. And let's be honest, I mean, with this team's defense and their free throw shooting, they have the capability to have success in the postseason and to help us get ready for the Pac-12 tournament. Not only are we going to talk to Tracy, but we're going to check in with Mick Cronin later in the program as well, talk about how they're preparing for the tournament and his reaction to some of the year-end awards that the team picked up on Monday.
Yeah, how about him winning Pac-12 Coach of the Year in his first season? Raise your hand if you had that as a prediction midway through the year. Also, yeah, exactly, looking for people around. There we go. We got somebody. He is on it. I love it. Also, Chris Smith winning Most Improved Player of the Year award in the conference. So we will obviously dissect that, how he has really thrived throughout his maturation process. And like you said, what is coming up? We've got action. We don't know who we're going to play in the Pac-12 tournament yet, but we will certainly give you all the different scenarios the Bruins have in front of them. Coming up next, Tracy Murray enchanting us with his wise words around this UCLA basketball team. He will be on the other side. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at LuskinConferenceCenter.ucla.edu.
Redbox has the newest movies fresh from the theater, plus award winners and nominees starting at under $2 a night. Now at the box and on demand, Knives Out. Nothing brings a family together like murder. In this twist-filled whodunit mystery starring Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, and more. Head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location. Subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at redbox.com.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you with automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert. Now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect future performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Team Talk is brought to you by the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice blended drink. The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,200 stores in nearly 30 countries, Visit coffeebean.com for more information. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show. Nick Cope, Bruin basketball legend Tracy Murray. I'm Brian Fenley, and an award came out earlier this week that was so well-deserved for Mick Cronin, becoming the Pac-12 Coach of the Year, doing it in his first season with the program. That makes it that much more spectacular. And even more impressive is how things were going in the non-conference, and then a storybook ending, you could say, to the conference slate. And Tracy, as we bring you on here, you know, you think about why Mick Cronin deserves this honor. Obviously, what I love about what Cronin has done is when you look at how he's improved this team, it's found the ability to get the most out of his players. I think with player development, that is key. Obviously, the wins are important when you look at the turnaround that he's done and why he deserves this honor, but it's discipline, it's teaching the guys defense, the fundamentals, and then being relatable to the guys and then them buying in because of that.
And it was just a whole change and shift of mentality. You go from possibly the softest team in the Pac-12 to possibly the toughest team in the Pac-12. And, you know, normally you take on the attitude of your leader or your coach. And, you know, Mick is tough. So he took, you know, everybody finally bought in to being tough and being physical and being aggressive. And look what it got Mick. You know, it got him the coach of the year, which is well deserved. I've never seen a turnaround like that in a season ever. And it was a heck of a turnaround, and he deserves it.
Now, he says it's a team award, gave a lot of credit to his assistant coaches on staff there and to the players as well. But you saw that embodied post-game on Saturday, right? Mick Cronin said the only good thing to come out of that game was to see how dejected and how tough the guys took that loss. He said it was the first time here at UCLA where he felt like he was back in one of his other locker rooms at Cincinnati. Tracy, you got to love hearing the hunger and how upset that type of loss made these guys, and it's only going to fuel them coming into this week.
They better be upset as USC. You know, I mean, if every UC, I know I felt the same way my last year. I got swept by USC, and that wasn't a good feeling. And they got swept by USC as well. And the way they lost that game after, I honestly didn't think they had a chance to win that game. And then the Cody Riley foul at the end and him making both free throws when needed, with 9 seconds left to take the one-point lead, and then to just totally drop the ball at the end to the most dangerous player on USC, yeah, they should be mad in the locker room. They should be pissed off. But you know what? You take that anger, you take that the education of that loss, and you apply it. Make sure it doesn't happen again in the tournament.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That is the voice of Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley with you. You speak about anger being felt in the locker room, and the comments by Chris Smith afterwards really did describe those emotions. He said, quote, "I told the guys in the locker room, I don't know who we're playing yet in the Pac-12 tournament, but I feel bad for them because they're going to get pummeled." That from Chris Smith. And yes, I understand how this team is viewing losses now, because before it was more gloom, melancholy. But now, like you said, it's the anger. And I feel like rage is a motivator. Unlike when you're sulking and you're down on yourself, what the turnaround has been like for Chris Smith from being a guy last year who was only averaging 6 points a game to now being the star of the team and being vocal and taking on a tremendous new role and being named the most improved player of the year in the conference. I'm sure, Tracy, you are impressed with this guy in so many different facets.
Well first of all, I'd like to say congratulations to Chris Smith. I mean, I told him his freshman year, you know, that he had it all along. And even in a couple of interviews this year, I was like, I've been waiting on this guy to show up, you know. And I think when he has a subpar game, the Bruins are in trouble because they need his scoring. They need him to be out of foul trouble. They need him to defend. They need him to lead. They lean on him to do so much, and he is versatile enough to do all of that. And then, you know, I'll go back to USC game for a second. And, you know, he was 4 of 12 from the floor. You know, yeah, you look and he had 12 points, but you need him to have 18 to 20. You need him. He had 6 rebounds. You need him to have 8 to 10. You know, he had 6 turnovers. You need him to only have 1 or 2. So, there, you know, I'm sure he felt that anger because you got to look within first before you can make a comment like that. But when you make a comment like that, you got to start backing it up now. Because the last couple of games, he was a little bit down as far as productivity. But I know he's capable. Maybe this award can pump him up a little bit more and keep him motivated to bring his game every day. You know, that's his only problem is just being consistent. And I'm sure that he's going to be okay when this tournament starts up.
Well, the guy who's been extremely consistent over these last 7 games has been Cody Riley. If Chris Smith is the most improved player, if there was a most improved player over the last month, it's got to be Cody Riley. I mean, 5-6 weeks ago, he was struggling to find playing time, putting up 2-4 points a game, barely getting on the floor. And here's what he's done in his last 7 games. 13 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, 57% shooting from the floor, 70% at the line. I got Mick Cronin's take on this, which you can hear later in the program, but how has Cody, Tracy, gotten to the point where he's not only demanding more playing time, but he's turned into a guy you need to have out there in crunch time now?
Well, it's a combination of a few things. He's gotten himself in better shape, number one. When you're in better shape, you can play for longer periods of time without fouling, you know, because you're tired. Number two, when you're in shape, your mental focus is better. And you see that at the free throw line when he's knocking down his free throws now, especially in crunch time. What I like to see him do is get more rebounds than 5. He's 6'8", 6'9". He needs to get more rebounds than 5 than what he's getting. But the emergence of an inside presence, which was much needed, Cody Riley has been that guy. And hopefully he can continue to progress throughout the rest of this tournament and on to you know, hopefully something after that.
The Bruins are hoping to progress offensively. Their numbers have been down in the scoring department the last couple games, so hopefully that will translate into better outputs in the scoring department in the conference tournament. But coming up next, we're going to look at the Bruins' defense against USC. Also, how the game transpired down the stretch. UCLA had this thing and how it slipped away. Perhaps we'll look at the last play, Jonah Matthews, how he got open, how USC was able to engineer the game-winning 3 at the buzzer. That and so much more. We will also look ahead to all of the conference tournament scenarios for UCLA as they get ready to take on the winner of Cal and Stanford. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The wins keep coming for your UCLA Bruins and for you at San Manuel Casino this March. Join us on March 31st when we give away our biggest cash prize yet, $1 million to one lucky player during the Million Dollar Moment. Qualify all month long by participating in select promotions and you could walk away a millionaire. One winner, one life-changing moment, only at San Manuel Casino. All thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-thru oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past 5 seasons and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Today's show is brought to you in part by your Southern California Chevy dealers. Every 2020 Chevy Equinox comes standard with automatic emergency braking, lane keep assist with lane departure warning, and forward collision alert. This is the Bruin Insider Show with Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley, and I want to peel back to what took place on Saturday. UCLA really neck and neck with the Trojans to the end, and Jonah Matthews nails a three ball, a step away three, right over Hill to make the shot. And look, I mean, Tracy, as we bring you into that last play, there was always the discussion of should the Bruins have pressed in that situation, have they played it differently, working around a screen, and obviously Jalen Hill did what he could to get to Jonah Matthews. But going inside of your mind and what took place in that last 9 second span, what was your take on it?
Well, first of all, when the free throw was made, and they called a timeout to ice Cody Riley. I would have put in somebody on the line just in case he missed it, but I guess they were looking at, okay, we have a tie game. Worst case scenario, we have overtime. But on the road, you want to win the game. So I would have put in two people on the line. Cody knocks down the free throw. Now, with the two people on the line, one of them's got to be a guard to pressure Jonah Matthews all the way up the court. I mean, he literally walked up the court casually, walked himself into a pick and roll in which Jules Bernard laid on the screen. He didn't even fight over. He laid on the screen. That's the defender that needs to be in him to force him into a tough shot. So now Jalen Hill, who has the quickest feet out of the bigs, but against a guard is still no competition. He's still going to free himself up to get a good look, and he happened to be the hottest player on the floor. And so he was able to set him up and basically use him like a yo-yo and get to where he wanted to get to with a step-back three, and he drilled it. So if it was me, I would have somebody on the line. I would have somebody pressuring Jonah Matthews all the way up the court. I would have, if he came to a pick and roll, I would have trapped it and had everybody else be in help, ready for the roll guy. You know, you force somebody else to beat you, not the hottest guy on the floor. And if you look in the second half, you know, the first half, you know, I thought the Bruins did a good job defensively. They held them to 31%, 30 from three, and 50 from the free throw line. But UCLA shot 28, 27, and 100. But the second half, the Bruins percentage only went up to 34.8, 42 from three, and 91 from the free throw line, to where they gave up almost 58% from the field, 57 from three. Of course, they were missing free throws with 40, but I don't think they played great defense in the second half, and that's what killed them.
And they even had a stretch where USC was held without a field goal for almost 3 minutes, and they couldn't take advantage and take the lead. It was a pick that set up the game-winning shot for Jonah Matthews, and I thought on the whole, Tracy, the pick-and-roll defense just really struggled at times. It seemed like Onyeka Okongwu was somehow unaccounted for on multiple occasions, rolling off a screen. The Bruins, I feel like, have been pretty good defending the pick and roll, especially during this late season run. But why do you think they struggled on Saturday?
Because they weren't aggressive. They weren't physical. You got to be aggressive. You got to have hands up in the passing lanes. And if somebody's diving, there's got to be somebody there to take a charge. They saw Kongwu, which is a strong body rolling down the a strong athletic body rolling down the paint, and guys were scared to put their bodies in front of them. You got to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice your body and step up and take a charge. Get him in foul trouble. Get him to the bench so you don't have to deal with that. And then I didn't think they have a true point guard running the pick and rolls. You have, you have Jonah Matthews running most of the pick and rolls, which he's an experienced guy, but he's really a two guard. So you rather pressure him into turnovers or pressure him into making a bad play. I just don't think the pressure and aggression was there in the second half.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That is Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. And I think the pressure is now on the Bruin guards to really pick up their offense. And I think in the next segment, what we want to see better out of them, the likes of Tiger Campbell, Jaime Hawk, is not having great games in the scoring department versus USC over the weekend. I did point out, and we mentioned this last week, in that Nick Rakosevich was limited in this game. So if you're looking for positives, obviously how the Bruins stomached the loss, that dejection that was felt, using it as a source of inspiration for not to have that happen again. And then what we did against Nick Rakosevich, I think he was 3 of 11 from the floor, had 6 points, 7 rebounds, really flustered him, because at one point he gets called for a flagrant one. And so you could tell that that physicality was really getting underneath the skin of, as Tracy called him, a Bruin killer, but was not in this instance. And now Chris Smith says if we play them again in USC, hope they're cocky, hope they're ready. I can't wait for that if that happens. And as we look ahead to the conference tournament, what are all the different scenarios that UCLA could be facing? We're going to break it down for you next with all kinds of analysis. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Yourself to a menu made for sports fans. The team at Platea, located just steps from UCLA's Poly Pavilion, makes game days memorable with a selection of quick and delicious options to fill you as you cheer on your UCLA Bruins. Visit PlateaUCLA.com for more info. Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, joined with Bruin legend Tracy Murray. Pac-12 tournament getting underway tomorrow with the opening round. The Bruins, of course, have the bye to the quarterfinals as the number two seed on Thursday night. Bruins are trying to win it for the first time since 2014. And in terms of NCAA tournament aspirations, probably need to win two games this week to feel good about their chances. And much like the Bruins have to prepare for multiple opponents, so do we here on the Bruin Insider Show. Stanford or Cal, it'll be in the quarterfinal round. They split the regular season, home team winning each time. Obviously, Tracy, you'd rather see Cal here. The offense has been tough for them at times. But what do you make of Stanford, who started out red hot in the conference season? They were in first place at one point, and then they went through this lull in the middle part of it where they lost 7 of 8. Oscar Da Silva was hurt during that stretch as well. And then they closed winning 4 out of their last 6. If it comes to Stanford, a repeat of last season, how do you think the Bruins match up?
I think the Bruins will be better against Stanford this time around. They weren't playing how they're playing now. I think anybody that they played in that early half of the season when they were playing soft and weren't playing this brand of basketball, I think they match up better with them now than they did then. There's a difference of mentality. There's a shift in how they play. They're playing physically and defensively. Yes, you know, Stanford's size will give them a little bit of problems, and DeSilva is a versatile big that can step out and hit threes and, you know, get long around the basket. But, you know, the further he goes away from the basket, I think it helps the Bruins as far as, you know, keeping him off the boards and keeping him away from getting easy buckets. So, Dejon Davis is usually a Bruin killer. I think Tiger Campbell needs to step his defense up, or Singleton or whoever else is going to be guarding him, and make sure he doesn't have a big day of living in the paint, because that's what he normally does. He normally lives in the paint, and then he's able to dish to everybody else. And then the young freshman that shoots the heck out of the ball, you got to watch him before he gets going.
You might remember, I think a lot of us do, that it was the loss against Stanford that triggered all of those very critical remarks, but very open and honest remarks from Mick Cronin. He, after the game, talked about the Cardinal are simply a better basketball team than we are, and that were his words. Certainly don't think that's the case anymore. He said in that game they outclassed us as a team and that the softness showed up. And Tracy, you just a couple minutes ago on the show were saying how the Bruins went from the softest team in the Pac-12 to the toughest team in the Pac-12. So, like you said, it's less than 2 months before we've played this team. We were against them in January, now it's March. But I know we have to prepare for both teams. So I want to get your perspective, getting inside the coach's mindset. When you don't know exactly who you are going to play, how do you break it down and make sure that whoever you do play, whether it is Stanford or Cal, that you have adequate film study and you're adequately prepared to take on either opponent?
Well, I've never been in that situation. I've never been a coach in NCAA tournaments or anything where you had to prepare for two teams. So I never had to do that. So I mean, my thing is you have to take everybody's main plays, you know, and really pay attention to the details of their main sets. And then on both teams, and just go over both until you're able to find out who wins that game. And then, you know, the intensity of the details and the extra film in that 24 hours before your game is going to be key. At the end of the day, you got to worry about what you do. If you can be consistent at what you do, you don't have to worry about the other team as much. If you're going to come out and you're going to play solid defense and crash the boards and control points in the paint, and just execute a little bit sharper every time you go out to play, then you don't have to worry about the other team as much. But if you're going to be sloppy at handling the ball and not consistent defensively and not controlling the paint, of course you got to worry about the other team.
A win on Thursday would set up likely Arizona State or Colorado on Friday in the semifinals. Oregon, Arizona, and USC are all on the other side of the bracket. Bruins wouldn't see them potentially until the championship game on Saturday. But, Tracy, I mean, I feel like we say this every year that there's a few teams that can win it, but I was just looking down at the bracket, and I legitimately wouldn't be surprised if seven or eight teams won this thing. Even Oregon, for how good they were this season, 17-0 at home, just 7-7 away from Matthew Knight Arena. And, you know, you could say any number of teams could knock off anyone else in this field. It really is anyone's game. So when it comes to the Bruins and you talk about worrying about yourself, what is important, do you think, for the Bruins to do this weekend? Of course, it starts with defense. For me, it's all about limiting turnovers, because when you get into these tournament games, the pace slows, the number of possessions go down. And for this team that already struggles with offense at times, they need to maximize their opportunities.
Well, when the pace slows down, so does the turnovers. So I don't think it's going to be a high turnover output. I just think the patience need to get better. When the game slows down and you're not able to get up and down a little bit, you need to be patient at executing your plays and detail on your cuts and your instead of really set your man up and come off the picks, and guys that are setting the picks have got to set up real good picks and point guards like Tiger Campbell and Singleton, when the bigs come over to set a screen, you got to wait just a second until they get there and then come off that pick shoulder to shoulder so you don't get them in foul trouble with an illegal pick. So it's just the sharpness and the patience of running your stuff when the game slows down. Cody Riley is going to be important in a half-court situation. Jake Kyman is going to be important in a half-court situation because he's got a knockdown shot. Singleton has got to find his shot on a consistent basis and start knocking that shot down. Tiger Campbell has got to run his team, but be aggressive. You know, be aggressive. When you penetrate in there and draw a crowd and make the right play. What I don't like what Tiger Campbell has done since he's been in the shooting slump is he's been kind of pressing a little bit. He's been kind of forcing. He doesn't need to force. Just read the defense and take what they give you. You know, there was a three-point shot in front of us that he rushed. You don't need to rush a three-point shot. There's been drives down the lane where he forced the shot on a big and ended up falling on the floor, and that started a fast break on the other end, and he was looking for a foul. You're not going to get a foul if you're the smallest guy on the floor and you're trying to go in there and draw one. You got to make sure you make the right play.
Yeah, Campbell just 3 of 11 from the field against USC, and like you said, had some turnovers. He shot an air ball three with about 2 minutes left. It'll be very fascinating as we have our crosshairs on the guard play in the conference tournament, because as far as the offensive woes and the inability to generate a lot of offense, it starts with the guard play. And Mick Cronin said that the guys missed 13 unguarded shots. So even making open looks, it has got to be a prerogative and a priority for this team as they head into conference tournament action. And Tracy, I know you are itching to get down to Las Vegas for a lot of reasons, a lot of fun to be had down there. And but most importantly, Bruins, and we will figure out who they play when Cal and Stanford go after it. But Tracy, we can't wait to live vicariously through you as you soak up the action in Vegas. Thanks so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you. And what you said is very important. Guard play is important. Campbell, Singleton, Chris Smith, Hawkins, Bernard, and Kyman. They got to really step their levels up.
That's Tracy Murray here on the Bruin Insider Show. You can hear him and Josh Lewin on the call on Thursday night. It'll be a 5:30 pregame with a 6 o'clock tip on AM 570 LA Sports. Our thanks to Tracy. And we're going to continue the basketball talk when we come back, because we've got Mick Cronin coming on the program before the team made their trek to Vegas. Earlier this afternoon, I had a chance to catch up with him after practice, get his reaction to being named Coach of the Year, talk about Chris Smith, Cody Riley, and everything that goes into preparing for 3 games in 3 days. So we'll do that next with Coach. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskincontrancecenter.ucla.edu.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our 3 Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past 5 seasons, and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
...60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Skip the traffic and relax by booking a pre- or post-game stay at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, located close to UCLA Athletics Hall of Fame, Pauley Pavilion, and the UCLA Store. It's your staycation destination. Visit lcc.ucla.edu for more information. Nick Cope and Brian Finley here. Mick Cronin on Monday named the Pac-12 Coach of the Year, and doing it with a team that was projected to finish eighth in the preseason poll by the media and the coaches, and he turns that into a second-place finish here in his first year in Westwood. Has this team on the cusp of the NCAA tournament. Had a chance to catch up with him this afternoon after practice before the team made their way to Las Vegas for the conference tournament. So here he is, Mick Cronin, back on the Bruin Insider Show.
Good to be joined by head coach Mick Cronin, the Pac-12 Coach of the Year. What was your reaction when you got the news?
I'm going to have to return about 100 text messages. I think whenever you win Coach of the Year, you have to thank your players and your staff. You know, that's a team award. It means that the other coaches in your league recognize that your team probably overachieved and exceeded some expectations. That's what goes on when you win that award in your conference. And that's a team effort. It's a group effort. You just have to do all the media when you're the head coach. But there's other guys helping you coach and prepare, and the players are the ones getting the job done. So, you know, my hat's off to them.
One of those players, Chris Smith, named the most improved player of the year for the conference as well, and well-deserved, because when you think back where he was at the beginning of the year to now, it's crazy to see the improvements he's made. What has stood out to you, though?
I think just the things that people don't see, Chris's maturity. He's just a young guy. He came to school probably too early at 17. And, you know, sometimes the avalanche of being at a place before maybe you're mature enough to handle it. And not just, you know, not from an academic standpoint, just everything that goes on in college basketball. There's so many older guys with transfers and sit-outs that it's a tough place to be at 17, 18. And you can get overwhelmed and you lose your confidence. And I think that's what happened to Chris. And my thing when I got here, we met right away. It's like, look, we got to get your identity back and try to develop his identity as a scorer, and also teach him how to practice, you know, how to go hard every day. You know, Chris, one of those guys, he's such a good guy that, you know, he'll be working on shooting drills and he's over there dancing. And it's like, you know, so he's great for me because he's he can handle me because he doesn't take things too serious at times. But our strength is our weakness. His strength is he doesn't get stressed out. My strength is I'm always stressed out. So we're great for each other. It's been a great mix, he and I.
Another guy who has improved over the last month, Cody Riley. I know, yes, we touched a couple weeks ago how offensively things have slowed down for him, but he's continued to produce over the last seven games, 13 points per game. He's shooting about 58%, knocking down 72% at the line. And he just seems like a whole different player right now as even a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Well, I think that, he's another guy's learned to slow down, read the defense. But I give Cody a lot of credit. The guy, he really cares. He puts a lot of time and effort into getting improvement, being in the gym. His free throw shooting, he's worked extensively with Mike Lewis on. And he's had a great attitude. Cody's got a lot of fight in him. You know, his toughness has had a lot to do with our resurgence. And it wouldn't have been able to do it without some of the plays he's been able to make in crunch time. And even though we didn't win the game at SC, You know, those are two of the biggest free throws I've ever seen a young player make in that environment. The two he made with the game on the line with 9 seconds. So he's been awesome. You know, he's a young guy, still got a ways to go as far as his improvement, but he's also in the best shape of his life.
We're talking with Mick Cronin here on the Bruin Insiders Show. The Bruins will get the Pac-12 tournament started on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. It'll be either Cal or Stanford. So you have a season where you play games, you have days off, and then you just get this all condensed here in 1 week. Even the NCAA tournament, you have a day in between games. What's challenging about this particular week?
Well, conference tournaments are interesting. Depends on your situation. Long time ago, I was a head coach at Murray State, and it's a tough. You talk about pressure. You know, be 30-3 and have to win your final game, or your season's over. Yeah. You're not going. So, or in our situation, we need to win to make sure that we get into the NCAA tournament. And then on the other hand, you know, if you're a dominant team like a Florida State won the ACC, you know, how much do you even put into the conference tournament? You know, because you're trying to win the NCAA tournament, and you're thinking about the following week. So there's a lot of different people approach this differently depending on your situation. Obviously, we need to win. We'd love to win the Pac-12 tournament, but you got to win Thursday first, or you don't get to play Friday. So we just try to take it as a one-game situation. Late in the year, we had that week before SCE, so I haven't beat the guys up in practice. So I'm quite confident that we'll have the energy level that if we get to play three games, we'll be good in that aspect. Our gas tank won't be on empty.
And it seems like this year's Pac-12 tournament is going to be really interesting because you have so many teams that are on the bubble. You've got four or five teams who are unsure heading into this weekend, and it feels like a nice prelude to the NCAA tournament for you guys.
Well, yeah, in our situation, you know, if we happen to play Stanford, you're playing a tournament team, then you're going to play another tournament team. You're going to play three tournament teams. You know, so those are the kind of games you're going to have to win the following week if you're in the NCAA tournament on a neutral floor. But this tournament's crazy because I think there's literally nine teams that could legitimately be picked to win this tournament. Anybody can win at any given time. But I think legitimately you could say there's nine teams. It would not surprise anybody if the nine teams in this league came out with this tournament title. I haven't been in that since my old days in the Big East where it was really probably 12 teams could have won it.
When you talk about just the logistics of this tournament, you touched on a little bit that the guys have had some rest, so you don't have that situation where you maybe take a guy out for a couple minutes here thinking about the next day. It's got to just be, you know, we have to win this game, do what we can, and move on. There's no way to manage.
No. We got to win Thursday, you know. We got to do whatever we got to do to win Thursday. And, you know, our preparation this week is to make sure we're in a one-game tournament on Thursday. If we get the win, we'll be ready on Friday. You know, because we had that week off before the SC game, you know, we've been able to keep the guys fresh. I judge where your team's at kind of before and after practice. I sit back and I watch, are guys talking? Are they shooting? Are they out there? Do they have life? When practice is over, is everybody just break and walk straight to the locker room, or guys go get more shots off? They're messing around with each other, talking. And our spirit on our team is still really good right now. We're acting, you know, the guys, when you watch them interact, it's like they're still in October. So that's a good thing. Because on the other side, you can have some teams that they kind of got one eye on the ending, and they're wondering about spring break.
Well, we have an eye on getting to Saturday and beyond. And thanks so much for your time. We're excited for it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Mick Cronin here on the Bruin Insider Show, and got to feel good that in there. He says the team feels like they did in October. You know, everybody feels fresh, high energy, and I'm so excited to see what this team can do in a high-pressure environment, multiple games, you know, right after the other coming up this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I feel like this team's ready for it.
And he understands just the magnitude of what he's done this year. I mean, to think about the turnaround that, as Tracy Murray has said, he's never seen anything like this, what Mick Cronin has done, from going tied for last place in the Pac-12 to finishing number two in the Pac-12 standings heading into the conference tournament. And Cronin, after the loss against USC, he was asked a question about, are you disappointed? And he said, no, I'm appreciative, and I'm I have so much pride in what we've done. It's been a storybook ending to the regular season, winning 7 of 8 games. So proud of his guys and giving all the credit to everyone but himself. And look, what I love about Mick Cronin is his realness. He's straightforward. He tells it how it is. And sometimes, initially, that's hard to fathom, but over time, I think players really earn a lot of respect from somebody that's like that. And you notice that as critical as he's been, Nick, after games, especially when they were in their rut, he never gave up hope on this team. He might have been critical, but he never gave up hope on what this team could accomplish this season. Now, the outsiders might have said one thing, but he still kept the faith no matter what. The players believed in him because he still believed in what they could do, and look how it's turned out.
Yeah, it takes really a special type of person to be able to be that critical, especially for these basketball players. We heard Tracy talk about that these guys haven't been tested before they come to college. They're playing AAU, and they're always the best guy on the team, and it just becomes a different environment for them here. And players might not react as well to that type of criticism, but I think people saw that he's a no BS kind of guy. He is just so real and so honest that players couldn't help but ultimately appreciate it, see that he was coming from a good place, and that they were going to get somewhere if they followed his lead. And you're seeing that right now. This team has totally taken on his persona.
To think that this team lost 3 McDonald's All-Americans last year. Yeah, Chris Wilkes, Jalen Hands, Moses Brown, and they're gone, and the Bruins without them are better. And they have no McDonald's All-Americans on their team right now. If that is a compliment to the coach and what he's done, I don't know what is. Because what he's done, and this is why he won that award, because he found stuff in guys, talents that they had, pinpointed what they are capable of doing that the players themselves did not even know they had. And I think that is the making of what makes him so special. Like you said, and we're going to talk about Chris Smith a little bit after this break, but he found something in Chris Smith that he harnessed and said, look, you got this, man. And it took somebody from, you know, a leadership position for Chris Smith to say, you know what, coach, you're right. Now you're seeing what he's doing on the court.
Yeah, it's been really cool just to see everybody grow. And that's what a coach is supposed to do, right? They're supposed to put guys in positions to succeed, and that's what he's done.
Chris Smith has been just an absolute talent this season, going from a guy who was in and out of the rotation to becoming a star on this team. We are going to chart out his rapid rise with the Bruins and how he has changed and had this ultimate makeover this season for UCLA. That is coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you with automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect future performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information.
Redbox has the newest movies fresh from the theater, plus award winners and nominees starting at under $2 a night. Now at the box and on demand, Knives Out. Nothing brings a family together like murder. In this twist-filled whodunit mystery starring Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, and more. Head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location. Subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at redbox.com.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Fenley.
Yeah, you are listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope and Brian Fenley. And if you were to pinpoint one player on the Bruins who has seen the most improvement, I guess you would have to say Chris Smith, but it goes across the board. We could be debating that topic for hours because everyone has played beyond their means seemingly this season. None more notably than Chris Smith, a guy who just won the conference's Most Improved Player of the Year award. And I look back, Nick, at what this guy did last year. There were six games in conference where he played 11 minutes or less. So he was underutilized. There was a game where he played only 2 minutes against Arizona, 8 minutes against USC in their first matchup last year. He was all over the place. And one of the criticisms that he received, and Tracy has mentioned this as well, Tracy Murray, is that his focus wasn't always there. Like, he would have spurts of great play, and then he would be on the court, and you didn't even know he was out there. So he would kind of turn into a ghost. But what this guy has done has taken on that vocal leadership. He's carrying this team. And I think what he needed the most, and I think in your interview with Mick Cronin, that Cronin really did discuss this, in that he needed somebody to tell him, Chris, you got this. You know, you got this, and I believe in you. And I think that's what was missing. And like you said with Cronin in that interview, it was Cronin saying, I needed to tell him about his identity and what it was. We needed to get back to that and learn what that was. And so he's come into being a guy, first came to the program, spotty, made a couple shots. Now is a guy who makes close or shots in close games, and now he's the guy that takes the game winner. And you see his transformation here, and now he's vocalizing, and now he's learning how to play defense, staying in front of his man, and now he's talking with a lot of confidence in media sessions, going from an introvert to an extrovert and saying, we're going to pummel teams. And Cronin, during the media availability this morning, said he had a good laugh with Smith about that, saying, yeah, leave that to Cody Riley. He's the bruiser. He's the guy that can really lift a lot more weights and do the bench press more than you can, Chris.
Well, with Chris Smith, as much as it is the basketball and the statistics, and he's improved so much. His shooting percentage has increased by almost 6%. His three-point shooting by 6%. His free throw shooting by 12%. He's rebounding more. He's blocking more shots, getting more steals. But so much with his mentality and his confidence, as you've alluded to, has changed. And I think that is just as important as the fundamental skills on the court, because he's had those, but he's playing with confidence. And his attitude has totally changed. He's angry over this loss at the end of the year. And, you know, he wants to win, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to win, follow Mick Cronin, and do that. And he has really matured between the ears this season, and that's what's been encouraging to see. And that's why he has had such a successful season.
All right, coming up next, you want to know what it's like to call a perfect game. You want to know what it's like to call a perfect game for the Bruins. You want to know what it's like to call a perfect game for the Bruins against your alma mater. Nick Cope was on the call for UCLA softball, calling a perfect game a couple days ago. We will break down what that must have been like and more coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
The wins keep coming for your UCLA Bruins and for you at San Manuel Casino this March. Join us on March 31st when we give away our biggest cash prize yet, $1 million to one lucky player during the Million Dollar Moment. Qualify all month long by participating in select promotions and you could walk away a millionaire. One winner, one life-changing moment, only at San Manuel Casino. All thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
We're back on the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Your athletic calendar is brought to you by Toyo Tires, the official tire of UCLA Athletics. Did you know people who drive on Toyo Tires love them? Imagine loving your tires. Visit toyotires.com to see why. So the Bruins seeded number 2 in the Pac-12 tournament. It'll be Thursday, 6 o'clock against either Cal or Stanford. A win there, the semifinal game would be 8:30. A win there, the championship game on Saturday night would be at 7:30.
Nick, I'm living vicariously through you right now. What was it like to be on the call for a game that you called a perfect game involving UCLA and your alma mater?
It was really interesting. I went to Boston University, and it was funny seeing just all the BU stuff in the crowd there. But being back east, you never see it around Los Angeles. So it was kind of cool just to see the jerseys and the uniforms and whatnot. But Lexi Sosa for UCLA was outstanding, a five-inning mercy rule perfect game. And she did it at the plate, too. Hit a home run, her first career home run, in addition to the 18th perfect game in UCLA history. This softball team is really impressive.
That indeed, and again, just to update you, no home athletic events that will be open to the public through at least April 10th. This according to UCLA Athletics, just to take into account, take precautionary measures for coronavirus. No confirmed cases on campus. That is good news. UCLA men's basketball on the road. That conference tournament is ready to go. We will have so much to break down next week. For all of the crew, from producer Mitchell Lee, executive producer Damon Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, Nick Cope, Brian Hino, and all of us, I'm Brian Fenley. Good night from Westwood.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the UCLA Sports Network.